Pesachim, per gimel mishneches, v'chein mishi yotzim Yerushalayim v'nizkar sheyesh b'yado b'sar kodesh. Also, just like the other mishnayos, if a person's going out of Yerushalayim, and then he remembers that he has in his hand kachim, once kachim leave Yerushalayim, they have to be burned. Im avar tsoifim, if he passed over a place called tsoifim, where you can see Yerushalayim, you can see the Beis HaMikdash from tsoifim, sofer b'mkomo. They don't require him to go back to Yerushalayim to burn it. Rather, he can burn it right where he is. V'im lav, if he didn't get to Tzoifim yet, he's still close enough. Chozer v'sorfa lifnei habira me'atzei ha'marocha. He can go back and burn it in front of the bira. What's the bira? Says Machlekes and Zvachim, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a bira, there's a certain place inside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, where they would burn kachim that are nifsalin. And Reish Lakish learns that the bira is the whole Beis HaMikdash is called a bira. And they were even able to burn this kachim that are posel, even from the Atzei Maracha, from the woods of the Maracha, even though one would think that the woods should only be designated for dvarim that are roy to be brought on the Mizbeach, or things that are kosher. Nevertheless, they made a stipulation with this wood that can also be used for a kachim that became posel like this. And the Tiferes Sol explains that Lamaisa, when he goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't dafka have to burn it, whether it's inside the Beis HaMikdash or on the Bira, if the Bira was called a place inside the Beis HaMikdash. He could really burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim. We're dafka dealing with a traveler or a guest, and Mistama, he doesn't have any wood. He came to Yerushalayim and he's going back to his house. He didn't have any wood. So the way for him to get free wood is to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would give him free wood to burn from the Atzei Maracha. But Lamaisa, if the guy has wood himself, he can go anywhere to Yerushalayim, and he'd burn it anywhere. But it was more common that he didn't have wood, that's why it said, Lifnei Bira Me Atzei Maracha. V'kamehen Chozrin, how much kachim, physically, would he need to have in order to force him to go back? And also chametz, both of these cases. Rav Meir Omer Zeh V'Zeh B'Kabeitza. Rameir says both of them is the shear of an egg, of a beitza. But anything less, if it's chametz, he's mevatel with his lave. And if it's meat, he just burns it in his place. Even if he's not as far as har tsoifim, he can burn it there too, if it's a very small shear. Or even a shear from a kezias to a kebeitza, he can burn it. Anything less than a kebeitza. And the sheet of Rabbi Meir, the Rav explains, is going back. The shear of going back is the same shear of tumma. Just like tumas oichlin cannot be mitama if it's less than a beitza. That's going to be the shear that we use for going back. It's a kebeitza, just like the tumma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zeh V'Zeh B'Kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says it goes after the shear of achila. The shear of achila for achiv karis on both of these things is a kezayis. V'chachamim Omerim B'Sar Kodesh B'Kezayis. Chamim say an in-between shita, when we deal with kachim, we're actually more machmir, that the shear is only a kezayis. When it comes, v'chametz b'kabetza, but chametz is the size of an egg. Why are we more machmir by kachim than by chametz? So the Melech HaShlomo brings a riva that's explained in the Yerushalmi, because there's no takana by kachim, but with chametz you can be mevatel anyway. So since you can be mevatel by chametz, since there's a takana, we're not as machmir. And rather, we're makel up until the size of a betza.